Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with
my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening. And greetings in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we get into your word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to be with us and to open our hearts and minds to be receptive and to receive the truth of this thy word and the right revelation of it, Father, and not be deceived by things that are not truly your word, but are actually contrary to it. Now, Father, be with us through the remainder of the study this evening and help us all. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So if you get ready now, get your bread. You know, we ask the Lord now that if we've done anything, Father, that has been displeasing, forgive us so that we can come to this supper tonight, Father, with a clean heart and a clean mind to partake of this communion. All right, you got your bread. We know that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. When he given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Take your bread. Now get your cup. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Take your cup. All right. Now, come with me over here to the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John. There's 31 verses to it. Most of them kind of quick and short, but and then maybe we'll get through 22-21 also, which is the last of the Gospel of John. All right, verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. 2. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Now, verse 3. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. 4. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. 5. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Now, verse 6 says, then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie. 7. And the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. His head covering, they had kept it to itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. Now, you know, we go looking at that. John records 4 post-resurrection appearances of Jesus to his followers, to Mary Magdalene outside the tomb on resurrection morning, and to 10 disciples in the upper room. Thomas was absent. And then to 11 disciples in the upper room. And the 7 disciples in Galilee. That is 4 times that he had shown himself to his disciples. And this is really the only place where it's recorded that way. Now, when we come back up here, verse 9, for as yet they knew not the scripture. They've been with him 3.5 years in ministry. And they still don't know and understand what he's been teaching, which is the scripture. Now, they're in that where they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. They didn't, still wasn't understanding this. 10. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. Now, 11. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. 13. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? And she said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. 14. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. She didn't recognize him right then. Now, 15. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposingly him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me, for thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. 16. And Jesus saith unto her, Mary, and she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say Master. 17. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brother and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. 18. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. She's talked with him now and finally did get to recognize him. She didn't until he called her name. Now, 19. Then the same day at evening came the first day of the week when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. You see, we all, just as Jesus was sent by the Father, and as he was sending his disciples, those today that are truly out there with the gospel of the Lord Jesus has been sent. 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whomsoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whomsoever sins you retain, they are retained. He gave them the same power he had. Because you see, he was giving them of the Holy Spirit to go and do what he was telling them to do. Now, 24. Here's that doubting Thomas. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Dimitrius, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciple therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my fingers into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Kind of hard-headed, isn't he? Now, 26. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas said unto them, then came Jesus, the door being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Because you see, for you and I to make heaven our home and to receive anything from the Lord, it takes that faith and believing in order to receive. Now, and Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. 29. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. 30. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. So that's the only way we can have life today, is through the Lord Jesus Christ. the only way we can have life and make heaven our home. All right, going in here to the last chapter, chapter 21, verse 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. 2. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I go fishing. They said unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Now, 5. Then Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, no. 6. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Even the fish obeying, and he knows exactly where and how in order to get done what he's wanting done. 7. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat onto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. He was on this fishing boat with these other men fishing naked. He took his clothes off. Now, and the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. 9. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. You see, Jesus already had fish and bread on the fire for him. And Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which you have now caught. And Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. For all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus answered unto them, come and dine. Because he's already got it ready. And none of the disciples did ask him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord. The 13. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. After that, he was risen from the dead. 3 times now they saw him since his resurrection. 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? And he saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. 16. He saith unto him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. 17. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. 18. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou was young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whether thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whether thou wouldest not. Now, he's letting him know what's going to happen in his life, too. Fake he signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. 20. Then Peter, turning about, saith the disciple whom Jesus loved, Follow, which also leaned upon his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? 21. Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? 22. And Jesus said unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Now, you see, he makes this statement question-wise, and then also with the truth and plain. 23. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto them, He shall not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? And he didn't say he wouldn't die, because he was just letting them know they were things they didn't need to know. It was really none of their business. Now, this is the disciple which testified of these things and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. Now, this is the way John has written about himself. Now, 25. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain, that should be written. Amen. You've heard me preach about that statement also many times, that I have preached and told you, that if all the books were written that could be written from this book, the world couldn't contain, couldn't even, and that'd be a lot of books that this world couldn't contain. And he signed off with amen. We have now come to the end of the book of John, the Gospel of John. We're going to start in, I don't know whether Jesus is going to lead me there or not, but we're going to start in to the book of Acts, because this is following up about the Lord Jesus Christ after his death and resurrection and the changes that are coming about, how they came about, and when. We'll see where the Lord leads us there or takes us somewhere else. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And Father, we pray for Israel. We pray for peace to them, Father. But even more than that, we pray for them all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. Father, this land in which I live, filled with so much evil, Father, because of those that we have sitting in high places that are filled with evil, that have brought so much of it upon this land and mankind, in passing laws, Father, that is calling things evil good, and things that are good evil. And they're working now, Father, to change, and wanting to change completely our system, Father. But may your children all join together so that we can meet them, Father, in prayer and by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, and bring defeat to them to where, Father, they cannot do what they're wanting to do to destroy our land and this country. Now, Father, pray they'll be removed from all and be replaced with ones that love you, that love the Lord Jesus, loves your church, your people, and this land, Father. And work with us to put our government back upon the foundation in which this land was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I pray for Kenny. I pray for Dennis Lee. I pray for James Taylor, for Amy and Tom and Jacob, for Bobby and Millie, for Sue, for Daryl, Debbie, for my wife, myself, and Father, for all the saints in the world, wherever they are, that the Holy Spirit will work with them, keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. And Father, you know all of our needs, and I pray for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and each family member, Father, because we all have family members that are not living rightly. And I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will work with all of them, Father, and bring them out of darkness to the light of that light being Jesus, so that none would be lost. And as we prepare now to separate for the evening and the night, Father, keep us all in health, keep us safe through this night, and bring us back together come morning, Father, and back into your word. This I pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a good one. Walk with God and he'll walk with you.